Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. We're a role-playing game, actual play podcast. You can listen to us play through one-shots, campaigns of various games, including Deltagreen, Eclipse Phase, Worldwide Wrestling, Red Markets, and more. With 4+ years of archives, there's something for everyone. Tune in with whatever podcast app you use by searching for Technical Difficulties Gaming Podcast, or visit us online at www.technicaldifficultiespod.com. Like what you hear? Join us on Patreon for sneak peeks and seats in quarterly games. Thanks for listening, and sorry for the technical difficulties.
Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. This is Greg, and I am joined by Dan, David, Adam, and Laura, the full group for Flying Circus Skrakenjager Jobline.
Hooray!
So why don't we remind definitely just the listeners, definitely just listeners. It's definitely not been since part one of job two. So starting from the top of the Discord call, Dan, why don't you reintroduce your character?
This is Dan. I will be playing Urzatz, a survivor. He is definitely still wearing his gas mask and sealed suit because you never know when you're going to need it. Never. No.
This is Adam, and I will be playing Aaron Morgenthau, who is a fish-blooded person with a penchant for knives, drugs, and just kind of cool with people. He's here to have a good time.
Hello, Internet. This is Laura. I will be playing Katharina, the witch. I like to fly, and I like to research.
And last but not least, our fearless leader.
Wait, what? I'm the leader? How did that happen?
You were here the longest.
Royal birth.
I mean, money, that's right.
Yes, yes, it's that.
Hello, this is David, and I'm going to be playing Wilhelm Putzlau of the... I'm not even sure what the proper city name is, but of those Putzlaus. I am totally not just a rich idiot with no day job. I actually did have a family member who flew in the war, and I'm here to play some card games, and apparently I've got another vice here. Does this say casual sex?
Yeah, it does.
Seems unlikely. I thought you were also trying for Dueling Scar, where it means something with the story.
Yes, you're trying really hard.
Absolutely. I mean,
you were kind of trying too hard. I got stabbed, but not in a useful way.
Yes.
It's got to be the useful stabbing, because if it's not the useful stabbing, then how am I going to be able to tell people stories about it in the bar? I mean, I've got that cousin who made it all the way to Heidelberg and got a scar in an actual Heidelberg duel. That's a scar to talk about.
Indeed. So, when we last left the pilots of Freelance, they were coming down from the highs of their previous mission, some a bit harder than others, since Adam wasn't here last time. Aaron went on an opiate bender and didn't wake up in time to do the job.
I regret nothing.
You shouldn't. So, you found out that Gunther was hiring you again. He had another job lined up because... the mayor of the town was concerned because a bunch of livestock went missing. You went and negotiated with the mayor and went, okay, you only are making 16 on this gig, but you also don't have to use your plans.
Well, we also still have to pay upkeep, so don't emphasize that much. We know better.
I mean, you'd only have to pay gas on the plane because you, didn't get used. So you should be good. But you went into the forest and... So far, things have gone mostly okay, but you did fight and kill a boar that tried to attack you. And then you slept overnight, which overnight came way too fast. And the trimmings from that boar you killed are gone, and a big puddle of urine is nearby. So I believe Katharina was going to lead everybody further into the forest.
Let's see. I don't think the bonded or the... Woodswise! Okay. I assume that's what I was doing. Roll plus wild. Okay.
Yes.
2d10 plus 2.
Thank you. Obviously, listeners, I still remember how to play.
Oh, Zerogret, you're not rolling woods-wise. You are rolling explore the wild, which is plus daring.
Okay. Hey, that's a better roll.
Yes.
Here, I should have added the playbooks, which includes the player aid. There it is.
Think. Yep. Cool.
Yep. Roll plus daring.
10?
10's a miss.
I thought 10 was a partial success.
Yeah, regular
success.
PPTA it is.
Yep. 11 to 15 is your standard. So you do
anything
not.
Anything that this system supports for the altering your score?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
It allows you to fail.
Okay. So, Katarina, you leave everybody into the forest some more. Again, it's a really thick trek. It doesn't feel like you've traveled far enough in order for it to be like a full day, which is still weird because like the light is shifting kind of weird as you move from location to location. You pass into a little bit of a grove, and in the center of it is a pretty looking apple tree with a bunch of apples surrounding it. And at the base of it is Aaron.
Hmm.
How'd you get here?
I wandered out into the woods to take a piss, and there was a nice tree. And then there were apples. So I sat down.
Did you eat any of the apples?
Several.
Huh.
Well, you're not dead yet, so.
Who could tell?
Presumably you?
Huh.
Hey, did y'all know that that bartender we met had a real good stash?
Not the type of thing I usually learn.
You speak in the past tense.
Yeah. Oh,
So I'm just going to take a very good look and just say, all right, so are we looking at glazed eyes or dilated eyes or both?
No, he's mostly sober at this point, which he regrets. That he regrets.
Well, I think you might have stumbled your way out here instead of scumbled your way, which is good, because we know that scumble is made out of mostly apples.
Amazing.
Gotta get the Terry Pratchett in.
It is mandatory.
Okay.
I feel like we should probably see if we can find the rather lost... What was the livestock we were looking for? Was it cows or pigs or lambs? Well, I mean, we found the pig, but it wasn't the right one. It was the angry bacon.
Angry bacon. I saw a few cows wandering off that way. He sort of points generically deeper into the woods. Is that what we're looking for?
Well, there were cows involved.
Wait, where cows? You mean they turn into men under the sake of the light of the full moon?
I hope not. I'm not nearly high enough to deal with that.
Polish monocle. Let's take a look.
Okay. Laura, do your next Explore the Wild roll.
Hopefully this one will go better. Mm-hmm. No.
Did you get the exact same thing?
Well, I mean, before it was
you rolled different numbers.
This time it was a 4 and a 2. I just have, you know, plus 4.
You did happen to roll differently. It just didn't matter.
No.
Okay. so we don't keep doing this all night.
Thank you.
I'm going to let this be a succeed at a cost, so you are getting your next wedge, is the good news.
What's the cost?
Well,
how much do you like your toes?
Quite a lot. I use them to fly the plane, too.
Yeah.
So, Katarina, you lead, you follow where Aaron went. There are, in fact, cow tracks along the ground. You continue deep into the woods.
Was he following the cow, or is the cow following him?
That's a good question. You'll find out.
Okie dokie.
And when you get through the next copse of woods and to the next clearing, you walk out onto some carpet. And there's
like
a
from a
big,
house?
Oh, yeah. Well, like a rug. There's a big banquet table filled with lots of food and lots of chairs in front of it. There's a bunch of creatures sitting in all the chairs. And they all turn on Moss to stare at all of you.
Don't eat anything.
Aaron looks left. Aaron looks right. He turns around and he walks back into the woods. Comes back a few seconds later.
Yes, they are.
Katarina, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Well, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing a banquet table on a rug.
Yes.
With non-humans.
Yes.
Am I high?
What makes you think you are? As a dryad.
No, I think you're good.
As a dryad approaches the four of you.
I'm mostly human. I don't know about the rest of them.
Last I knew, I was human.
Well, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, I've got papers to prove it and everything. But on the other hand, I'm going to use my old tales move here. I do remember that my cousin Percival Bollocksley had an incident similar to this. They said something like, 200-ish years ago? Of course, everyone was fairly certain he was taking the piss. But do you remember him, fellow about yay tall, scar right here on the face? Drawing a line on my unmarked cheek.
No.
And no. Erzatz mumbles something of, you'll never see me out of the mask, it's fine, whatever I am. Who knows? I don't even know.
Yes, I am curious about the one that's pre-wrapped. David, since you did roll, or since you are invoking old tales, you will get a hold one that you can potentially use to roll with advantage on rolling to get out of this situation. Now, we do want to welcome you and have you join our banquet. But you see, there is a bit of a problem.
How so?
Well, you see, normally we welcome people freely to these banquets, but you must understand that this is my particular section of the forest, and I can't help but notice that one of my boars is missing. And some of my apples are missing.
Oh, Aaron, when she said boar, Aaron took like a full step left away from the group. When he said apples, he took the step right back towards the group.
Good job. Now, I'm afraid before we can invite you, we're going to need to do something about this now, aren't we?
I am seeking the exits. Like I do.
I look at Katarina.
We can just continue on our way.
You're the witchy one.
Yes, you can either do woods-wise, Katarina's could potentially roll parlay with the strange, if there is something you think you would want to do before Laura rolls woods-wise.
Where is parlay for the strange?
In the playbooks, it is page 29. It is rolling flat after you state what you want and two things you'd be willing to do or lose in exchange for what you want.
Well, I understand that you can't really invite us as long as we don't make these things right, but We can just skip the invitation and we'll be on our merry way.
For your future knowledge, this isn't going to happen because my daring is better than my wild. Woodswise says that when I'm in nature, I can roll explore the wild with wild instead of daring. But my daring is so much better.
True. My apologies.
No worries.
But would you like to do Woodswise?
Yes. I swear to freaking God, Dice Roller, do something else.
Come on, Golem. Let's not see a 10. 15?
Partial success!
Okay. So, what benefits could the Fae provide? What grave dangers do they present? What will pacify the Fae if needed? What question would
pacify
you like
it.
To... Okay. It is clear that this dryad is upset about something material that was taken or lost by them. With how usual Fae contracts go, especially as you know from your witchy studies, because this is a purely object-based sin, if you provide them with something of the human world, that will probably be good enough to deal with it that you can go on your way. The question is, what do you want to give up?
Perhaps a boiled apple stew?
Trying to remember what I have.
You can say you have something.
You had prepared so that I had the necessary equipment to do a negotiation with the Fae, and that it was to be determined later.
You could do that, yes.
I hand Katarina a satchel, a little sachet of stuff.
What?
What stuff?
Good stuff.
Ah.
Drug stuff.
Good stuff.
Okay. Is it safe for dryads?
I don't know what gets dryads high. It was safe enough for me.
Okay, so we have Aaron's bag of drugs. What is the other thing you would be willing to provide?
A fruit-based energy Nami thing to eat while walking. Energy bar, that's the word I wanted. Except I
an energy bar like some pemmican?
Yes, that.
Okay.
As a reminder, pemmican is made of tallow. Meat.
Well, true. She is upset about the boar.
This is good. We're replacing the plant and the animal.
Uh-huh. With this thing that's made out of both.
With a bonus drug.
That's the plant.
Who would like to roll flat?
What is flat?
Flat D2 then.
I will. It's my drugs.
It is.
Or I will because I've got advantage.
That is true.
So okay. That means I roll three dice and we take the higher two?
Correct.
So I've got a 10, a 7, and a 1. I think we'll take the 10 and the 7.
Yeah,
yes.
on a 16 plus, they take one of your offers and give you what you want, no strings attached. I'm going to roll a D2. A 1 is the drugs, a 2 is the pemmican. Oh, good, Aaron, you get to keep your drugs.
Hooray!
Well, I do suppose that if you were offering a bounty of food from the human world, I certainly would take it. Well, thank you very much. That is so thoughtful of you. Are you sure you can't stay for supper?
Sadly, yes. Unfortunately, we are. We're looking for some
Aaron
animals.
Starts walking to the table.
Hand. Grab. No, unfortunately, we would not be able to stay. We have much business to attend to involving finding some animals that have gone missing. It appears there's been a strain of that. I mean, between, you know, your boar and some of the townsfolk's sheep and a couple of cows. Like, there's animals going missing everywhere.
I suppose there is. Adam, why don't you, you'll start with one strain just because of the weirdness of your traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I will offer you another stress. Would you be willing to give up the bag of drugs anyway?
Almost certainly, but what do I get out of it?
You'll get some more information.
I guess I'm not naturally a gambler. Can I play Knifey Spoony with one of these fey for the information instead and take the stress anyway?
Ooh, I like that. Yes. Yes.
Then I will roll roll plus hard.
Okay.
And if I make it, they tell me, and if I don't, I take an extra stress.
Sure.
Cool. I'm playing Knife Spoonie with my ritual dagger. I'm sure nothing wrong will happen.
I'm pretty sure you'll lose a finger, but whatever.
The gods will bless you, maybe. Yes, you were playing against a kobold.
How excited is the little dragon face boy about like playing Knife Spoonie?
Oh, he ran up to offer to the dryad to be the champion of the Fae before she even asked.
God.
15. And that is the high end of a partial, so I'll give it to you. You fully give yourself in to the gods of the deep and have faith that they will take care of you. For Ersatz, Katharina, and the good Baron, it almost seems like Aaron's moving like supernaturally fast as he's doing five finger fillet.
Well, I mean, I was pretty sure he was going to lose a finger, but you know, I'm always pretty sure someone's going to lose a finger.
And okay, the kobold,
I'm going to switch from my exploration monocle to my watching Knifey Spoonie monocle. Intriguing.
Those are all on like this little rig you just exchanged, right?
Well, like there's a chain that goes into the pocket, and when you reach into the pocket, it's like just flip through. Like imagine a key ring.
Yep, exactly.
And then the key ring goes back into the pocket, and the monocle goes onto the eye. Just fascinating.
A loud yip is heard, and the poor kobold nicks his finger before Aaron does. So Aaron wins.
So I look at the kobold, cut a piece of the tar and hand it to him and go, "Thanks, man, that was great."
Thank you.
I have no idea what the effective dose of whatever nonsense opium I'm walking around with is for a kobold. I imagine it's a lot less than I gave him.
I am sure that it won't start a blood feud later.
That's not my problem.
Yes, that
by which I mean I'm sure this will start a blood feud with you later.
Oh, no.
Pessimistic, paranoid, planning, carry forward, mark one stress and take advantage forward.
Yes, do that.
All right. So what was the other information?
Okay. So you wanted to know about these animals that have been, of the men that have been traipsing through our forests.
Yeah.
I've seen them occasionally being led by, those other humans that have those like gray sand-colored uniforms. They're marching deeper into the meadow where that plane crashed, and it's so nasty over there.
Oh. Mm.
Stalks has been whining about it for so long, and he wants to deal with it. So I'm guessing that's where you people came in.
Well, we might be able to deal with that. Where might you say that was again?
If you just head north, that will take you into the heart. Since it's been blighted with your human stain, it should be fairly grounded to your perception of reality.
Ah.
Aaron raises a hand.
Yes.
Can we come with you? I feel like we'd get there faster, and it'd be a lot more interesting.
You know, I suppose it would now, wouldn't it?
Aaron visibly restrains, putting his hands up and saying, hooray.
Very well. Come with me.
I was going to suggest, but now that we've got this, I probably shan't, but I will whisper this to Katarina. So, if we're doing them a favor, don't they need to give us something for that? By cleaning up this mess for them? Or do they view this as just all humans are interlopers and we're just all humans?
Actually, the second.
Were you saying this where Aaron could hear you?
No, I'm whispering it to Katarina very quietly.
He did say that, yes.
That's a greater wisdom.
I mean...
Especially since, with the mask, I can just do a direct transmission if she leans against it.
Unless they ask usually demand that we deal with it, in which case we can, argue for a favor.
Anyway, just a thought.
Yeah,
just
a thought. No.
Okay. Just for chuckles, Laura, why don't you give me one final Explore the Wild roll? I will say this will fill your clock one way or another, but we'll see how it's
filled. Yeah, fill it with something. This.
22.
You head over. The dryad leads you through a copse, and it feels like you walk for like a minute and a half, and then you can see an edge of like a dirt field, a big dirt field. She's like, this is as far as I will go. But there you are.
To the dryad for a long second and then looks over at Katarina.
No, don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
No.
Okay. What would be fun?
Aaron perks up if it looks back at Katarina.
No.
Okay.
Some other time, perhaps. But not today. Grab the other arm.
Very well. Don't worry, young Aaron. I will remember you. You can call me Periwinkle.
Thank you.
Now, see, you don't hear the ominous undertone in that. And that's why I worry for you, young Aaron.
Oh, don't worry. If there was ominous, I would let you know about it.
I don't think you quite understand what we mean by that word, the way you say that, but let's move on.
Very well. This is not part of my domain, so that is why I'm leaving you here.
Understood.
I'm sure if Stox is continuing to piss and moan about this, he will no doubt be around soon. But I would appreciate it if you dealt with this problem. Because it might invade my section of the forest soon. So, good luck.
Hey, elbow, Katarina.
Yes?
What's a Stox?
What's a what?
What's a Stox? What's a Stox?
She said that Stox.
Maybe who's a Stox?
Yeah, that's more likely.
I would say, who's a Stox?
Do you want to roll with Wise?
Because Periwinkle's their name. Stox sounds
yes,
like...
Yes, but it might be relevant that we know what flavor of Fae Stox is.
Fair enough.
Mm.
And we could just ask her. Ask them. We could just ask them.
Is this a Woods Wise thing?
I will give you either Woods Wise or Parlay with the Strange. Woods Wise is you can put two and two together yourself, or maybe you heard something about this Fae. Parlay with a Strange is directly asking Periwinkle for advice, however
I
that may go.
I think that is somebody else's department.
Okay. Feral, roll Woods Wise.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No idea.
Nope. No idea.
Somebody would like to offer something. You can attempt to parlay.
I don't think I'm going to be allowed to, so I'm just going to let this go to Morgenthau, excuse me, Wilhelm Ersatz.
Madam, I'm just saying. Periwinkle.
Yes.
If I may be so bold, you say that this might be Stocks' problem, but I do not believe we've been properly introduced to this Stocks. Is this a gentleman or a lady? I apologize that I don't have a fairy peerage. So if you would be willing to trade me a bit of information about who this Stocks is, I would be willing to trade information on how to read human heraldry so that you know which fey are, or rather, which humans are the nobles.
Or, you have to offer two things.
I don't know what the other thing to offer would be. Or the contents of my flask, I don't know.
Sure.
It's made out of apples. Well, mostly apples.
Sure, that'll work. Roll 2d10.
Okay, so that is an 8 and an 8. So 16.
16. Once again, David Doubleman, ladies and gentlemen. 16 up, they take one of your offers and give you what you want. No strings attached. I would be interested in learning about this heraldry from one noble to another.
Yes, yes.
But we can do that another time. The information you want about Stocks. So Stocks and Shadows. He is a guardian fae. He protects the forest. Normally, this would be his responsibility to deal with this desolation that humanity has brought upon our sacred lands. But the last time he did that, kind of became a weird undead.
Mm.
It went really badly. Mm. He had to bond with some human to slowly leech life off of him to fix himself.
Oh.
He's better now, but he doesn't like this, so... I heard he went into the human world to try to figure out a way to help because he worries about getting hurt again.
Oh, the poor dear. Well, I know that many of us have been hurt in bad relationships before. It's sadly part of the human condition. One risks heartbreak any time that one risks love. It's the two go hand in hand.
You know, his mate told me something about that. I guess that makes sense for you humans. But yeah, if you see him, I'm sure he will be helpful, not harmful.
Well, we will also endeavor to not get on his bad side.
I would hope not. Well, good Baron Putzlau, certainly you will teach me about this heraldry sometime.
Oh, indeed.
Very well.
As soon as we name a time and a place.
She will offer you one during your next downtime. And with that, she will leave, unless you want to continue to risk asking the Fae for more information.
No.
So, Greg, for your information for the future, Aaron's only desire in that moment was to ask for her to make an item, two items, and for him to bless one of them. Well, he was going to bless both of them and then give one back.
Okay.
Because he thought it would be cool to have a fey rot, whatever.
If you want to make a roll, you can do that.
Oh, no. No. That's why I looked at Katarina.
How much stress do you have there, my friend?
Only two?
Only two. It's only four before you start cracking.
Good.
I was going to perform an act of faith in a public place, which will freak the shit out of other people.
It sure does.
I thought the dryad would find it amusing. You're my right. Friends.
Okay. So, you are left alone at the edge of this field. Do you want to go in? Do you want to see if you can investigate from the ring? What would you like to do?
Start at the ring.
Yep.
Okay.
Investigating at range, seeking the ways out. It's what we do. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I do the last part, but yeah.
Yeah, so it'd probably be a good idea for you to see how do we get out of here. While Aaron and I, in our own subtle and less than subtle ways, find out how exactly do we thrust deeper in.
Okay. Because this is something that is on the ground, but double checking my stuff. To simulate it for being on the ground, why doesn't somebody, if you want to investigate the area, somebody can do an eyeball check, which is page 2 of the player reference, 25, for air combat. Roll plus keen. And you aren't flying, so you would add plus 3.
I mean, I would also like to do a quartered animal, find the exits, because, you know, it's what I do.
Of course.
I got a plus 1 to my keen. Does anyone have better?
Yep.
I have a minus.
I also have a minus.
So I guess I'm doing that then.
Okay. Well,
so let me roll that first.
Or does David want to do that, and then you can do cornered animal, because that is a roll?
Well, there's a 15.
Okay, so for cornered animal, you take plus 2 keen forward on needing to escape.
Right.
So make sure you keep that down. And then, David, why don't you give me the eyeball check?
So my dice are a 9 and a 4, which would be 13, but I get to add plus 1, and then I get to add plus 4. So that would be
a lot.
Substantial. I believe 18. That's
18. Yep.
Yes. Regardless of the role, the GM gives an answer, and you take advantage forward to react to this information. On a 16 up, the answer puts you in a position of strength. So you can ask me a question about the scene. Where have they gone? What is that? Who is that? What is hidden there? And what is the weak point? Which, since you don't know what's here, I would say you can't ask the weak point yet. But
seems reasonable.
I feel like where have they gone is probably the question we're after for the campaign, or for the story, which is where have all the critters gone?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, how are you performing this? Do you like climb one of the trees? Or are you just looking through like some binocs?
Yeah. Let's just look around with the binocs. Let's step in far enough to where we can be seen, and be seen as not a threat.
Okay. So again, this is a massive like dirt field. Just a dead zone of no plant matter or anything in the middle of the forest. At the center of this dead zone is a fallen plane. It is pretty torn up. Must have encountered something bad up in the skies. But since you got so good of a roll, let me
double check. What sort of plane is this? Does it have a discernible marking on the tail fin? Or the nose cone?
It does. You recognize the logo on the back of the plane. It is an arrow pointing up, almost like a spade, but it is definitely an arrow. And you circled by a red circle. You know this is a circus of ex-Goth militia called the Thunderbolts. You all would know the Goths as one of the prime main military forces on the planet, and one of the ones that helped spread all the poison gas that killed everybody but this archipelago.
Not happy they're here.
Which let's would make also sure there are fewer of them. Zone.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, I assume I'm the only one equipped to go closer.
Yeah.
You do see a few people moving around the plane, and you do see a few cows tied and staked.
All right, let's review. Are the people clearly Goths, or are they just random people?
Baron, you can. They're Goths.
Shall I just start shooting them now, or shall we wait till we get closer?
Is my hand.
Can we not start firefights?
They will start with a parlay. We'll start with a parlay. If they don't parlay, then we'll shoot them.
Fair. I will find a position which will give me advantage in shooting these monsters. Apparently, we just found out that Erzatz is really still quite upset about the whole gas thing.
Yeah, weird. I wonder why.
That's unreasonable. So I look over at Wilhelm and Katarina and go, shall we? And he starts walking towards the plane.
Calmly unbuckling the top of the pistol. So it's still in the holster, but
of course.
It's an autoloader, so I assume that it has auto-loaded itself as we go, but not having it in hand, just...
Dan, since Ersatz is going to try to take up a sniper post, why don't mechanically you give me a stay-on-target roll?
Okay, what is that?
Roll plus calm.
Oh, excellent.
You will be able to, on the 16 up, you'll be able to take advantage just on a hit.
That would be a 19.
You got 16 up. So take advantage to your first attack when if you start shooting.
These seats really need more room for notes.
I know.
So also I have the advantage from the paranoia earlier. So I have two rolls with an advantage that I can use at some point.
Oh, because you tapped paranoid sense. Yes. Yeah, no, that's fair.
But the first one here would be advantage from this, and then I've got another one left over.
And then you've got another one hanging. Yes.
Yep. And then if I have to move positions, i.e. escape, I've got the plus two keen hanging around.
Of course.
Cool.
So Aaron, Katarina, and Baron von Putzlau are just going to approach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Aaron is heading directly to that plane.
Yes. You see a total of four people. Three men, maybe boy. Hard to tell. Like,
don't care.
Teen-ish, kind of scrawny. Almost like these are military surplus uniforms, not their uniforms. Which okay, I mean, apocalypse. But you get the point.
A quick question: how long ago was the apocalypse?
I'd have to double check exactly in the lore.
Like 50 years?
10-20 years, like a generation ago.
Okay, so if these are kids, then they were not the ones actually responsible. That buys them a little tiny bit of credit, but not much, because they're still wearing the uniforms.
Mm-hmm. The commander seems to be, like, in his 40s, so he might be.
All right, he will be my first target should that happen.
Okay. You can pick him out because he's got like this garish gold skull belt buckle that you can practically see from unaided mm-hmm. from your spot.
Yep.
It's got a fancy hat. Got a couple of ribbons on his breast. And he's currently like holding leaning against a sledgehammer and yelling at his three underlings.
I'm just walking up to that plane.
Hello. Come on, we're almost done. Oh.
Yes, and hello the plane.
And who do we have here?
Can I see the brands on the staked out cows?
Yeah.
Are they gothish brands?
Oh, no.
Like, do they look like bats that are weeping other bats?
No. They look like the brands that the mayor showed you in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a show out of pulling the papers out, saying, "We are the duly appointed representatives of the local town and the constabulary who are here to fetch those cattle that have been rustled, as they say."
Are you actually doing this?
Aaron puts his hand on the plane. He's continued walking this whole time.
Of course.
Part of that sounds unbelievable, sir. I am here to take possession of the cattle that have somehow ended up in your possession. Now, perhaps you have a bill of sale that will show that someone else sold them to you. That I do not really care about. All I am here to do is take possession of those animals.
Well, we are about to leave soon, so I guess you can take them if you so desire. Are you trying to press the issue, David? Sounds like you are.
I do believe, yes.
Would you call this intimidation or honest reasoning?
I would honestly call this, which one lets me roll plus hard?
intimidation, I think.
Intimidation.
Intimidation it is. I mean, I'm not directly calling him a cattle thief, but I am calling him a cattle thief.
Or a receiver of stolen cattle.
Roll plus hard, please.
Okay, so 8 and 7 on the dice, so 15 plus my heart of 3. So that's an 18.
Are the number of cows here the same as the number on the list?
No.
Or the rest, pray tell. Just a thought.
Actually, yes. Where are the rest of them?
I wouldn't know what you're talking about. Those are the only cows we have. Do you not see them?
Oh, I see the cows. Yes. These are alive, unharmed, and they seem to be in decent health. And you seem to have been here for some time, which makes me believe that there are other cows that have been consumed.
While this is happening, Adam, idea motor is more like a stat, but I do appreciate your initiative. So please do roll plus calm.
Cool. I want to see if the plane is nice. Nah.
14.
It might be.
That's a partial, isn't it?
It is. So everybody was so focused on the crashed plane and these workers around here. This plane is definitely downed. It's a bird that's not coming back up. Mm. There is the plane behind them, though.
Oh?
And that is in good flying condition. It must be how they got here.
Ah.
But while you are looking at the down, it also has Thunderbolt logos and Isgoth.
Mm.
But because you were looking at the downed plane, and you did get a partial, you know, especially because of how well you know your plane. Most planes just run on petrol.
Mm-hmm.
Good old gasoline. You see these broken tanks at the back end of the plane.
Oh, dear.
You know petrol, especially fresh petrol. It's usually not bioluminescent. You also notice that the floor is broken and some of it's been dripping on the ground.
How do things look there, Greg?
What do you mean?
How is the ground reacting to this offering?
I'll remind you that you're in a dead zone that's probably what... a football field in diameter?
Ah, it's like that.
Yeah.
So he takes a look down, kind of wanders back over to Ersatz, over to Wilhelm and Katharina, and leans over to Katharina. They're leaking poisons into the forest. That's what's coming out of the broken plane.
That's not good. But if they get out of here, we might be able to do something about that.
Or we could get our sats to kill them. And take their plane.
Can you?
They may also have means of handling the poison safely, i.e. how to clean it up. If so, they've never shared it with outsiders, is my understanding.
I'm sorry, voice from God, but you're not here.
You aren't.
Yeah, but you remember this conversation from nights previous. He does go on about
they weren't nights previous. He was struck
out. He was not here.
So, David, the commander looks at von Putzlau and is like, look, there are three of you, right?
Four.
Are you telling him there's four of you, Laura?
No.
No.
I agreed with him.
Yes. There are three of us.
Okay, I thought I heard you say four. That's why I was so confused.
No, I said sure.
Yeah, I thought you said four.
Oh, no, I heard you say
my
sure.
Apologies. My apologies. Look, if I give you the cows, I give you two thaler to give back to the town, and I give each in recompense for any cows or sheep that may have been lost along the way, because I am a good person, and I give each of you one thaler to keep. Will we call it even?
Is the price of a cow in thaler?
Thaler is like, I can actually bring it up. Let me confirm in the book real quick exactly how much a thaler is.
Because it kind of feels like that's an insultingly low offer for an entire cow.
I feel like we're getting the cows back. This is just blood guilt for all the ones they've already eaten.
Well, I understand that is the concept of it, yes, but if you stole my cow and you gave me 50 cents for it,
there would be hard feelings.
There would be a lot of hard feelings.
One thaler itself is worth approximately 2 months' wages for a poor worker.
Oh, is that about a cow equivalent then?
Yeah, I mean, like two thaler being like half a year's worth of labor. It would be pretty close.
Okay. So at least he's not massively lowballing us on that. But, you know, what is the count of the missing ones?
Enough.
Okay. So his offer is reasonable as far as the numbers work out economically?
Correct.
Well, team, what do you think? Is this acceptable?
I mean, you know what Ersatz thinks.
Oh, I know exactly what
and he's not there. So what do Aaron and Katarina think?
Aaron shrugs. Like, seems like a way to avoid violence.
I'd rather have information on how to clean that shit up so the
fake... You gotta speak up, Laura. The mic can't hear you.
Sorry. I'd rather have some information on how to clean that poison up so the Fae don't get mad at the town.
That would be good too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we also need the money for the cows they did eat. So,
both. So we can do that as a separate negotiation.
Fair enough.
The price of their freedom is that they're going to have to tell us how to clean up this poison once they're mm-hmm. gone, because this circle of death is not going to stand.
Cool. Let's do that.
So do you accept my offer?
We do accept your offer. Now, for you to leave after we leave, and for us to not report who and what we saw here, you would need to tell us how this poison is going to get cleaned up out of this earth. Like, what do we put into the soil to get this poison up?
Poison? What poison are you talking about?
Just gesture at the circle of death. Do you see any grass here?
Oh, are you talking about the fuel? Oh, we're already taking care of the fuel. Why do you think we're here? Now, I will admit, I don't know how to heal the ground. I mean, why do you care? This is a fae forest. Who cares about them?
The people who have to live near them and have to suffer their vengeance?
The commander rolls his eyes. Look, I've heard about situations like this from other groups. Once we've removed all the fuel, the ground will heal over time. It may take a long time, but once the fuel has all been contained, no more of it will spill out, and no more will be poisoned.
So that's not really an antidote to the poison as much as it is a promise that you're going to stop poisoning. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, forgive me, I am not a chemist, I'm not an arborist, I am a soldier. And this is not my plane that crashed, this is one of our brothers who died horribly in the wreck. I'm just come here to reclaim what is ours, and then I will leave.
Aaron shrugs and looks at Katarina, that's his reasonable enough to me.
I don't like him, but I don't want him to hang around here.
Or to send more friends to find out what happened to this lot.
Yep.
So we will take the Weregild. We will inform the Fae that once they are gone, they will not be returning.
And that the forest will heal itself.
And that the forest will heal in time.
Or sorry, that they said the forest will heal in time.
That they said the forest will heal in time.
That feels like a rational difference to state with the Fae.
Yeah, but you know, you can try.
All right.
The commander shrugs and is like, okay. He offers a hand.
You know what? We'll shake on it.
Wait. And before you go to shake his hand. Duke, don't you need your shaking glove.
You know, you're right. I should. Leather gauntlet from the... Well, take the leather glove out of the belt. Pull it on. Hold up my hand. Very clearly showing the glove over my shoulder. And then shake hands.
Okay. Am I supposed to know... Are you nobility or something?
Hold up my left hand. Just tap the signet ring. Yes? Do you understand heraldry?
Do you want him to don't you know who I am?
I am indeed want to don't you know who I am.
Yay!
Okay. this will give you an effect, I promise. So I would say this is also intimidation or force, because you're intimidating him by the fact that you're a minor noble.
Minor nothing. I'm a baron. Damn it.
Je regret. So your current company value is plus four. So roll plus hard plus four.
Okay, so that's an 8 and a 9 on the dice.
Oh my god.
Plus my hard of 3 plus 4. So
lots.
9 plus 8 plus 7 is 24?
Uh-huh.
24.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Okay. I'll adjudicate it like this. So he does. Fair enough. I will have you know, I am Commander Bauer, formerly of the mighty Goth army.
Yes, I recognize the eyeliner.
Well, here. He takes out a coin pouch out of his pants pocket and pulls out 5 thaler and hands them to you, good Baron.
Gloved hand, of course.
Oh, of course. If you want to bite or check, they're legit.
I will switch to the currency counting monocle for that.
Oh, of course. All it's the appropriate silver. Spokes. No, they're. Oh, the monocle is silver.
The monocle is silver.
Okay. Okay, Arnulf, Garen, Jekar, how much farther along are we? Arnulf, Garen, Jekar?
Did the boys disappear while we weren't looking?
Jekar pulls around from the other plane. Yeah, I'm here, boss. I haven't seen Arnulf and Garen in a while. And then, as he says that mid-sentence, I need everybody to roll flat to confront your fears.
Oh, yeah, that was coming.
No, Ersatz, you did not see the other two vanish.
Oof.
Those Fey are efficient, aren't they?
Yeah, so was this an opportune time for me to use that forward I had? I mean, that advance I had for advantage?
The spare one. You can keep it on the sniping, yes.
But the one that's spare, yes. So roll another D10, see how
roll 3. Works. Yeah,
roll 3. Or roll 3 instead of, because I rolled 2 and it was not good.
Okay, roll one more. Just roll one more.
That's much better. So that's a 10 and an 8. Right, wait, nope. Wait,
so that's a 14.
That's a 10 and a 6. I mean, an 8 and a 6. Still, it's a 14 plus flat, though. So 14.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you get, David?
Pair of 8s.
On a 16 up, the GM reveals how it is more innocuous than you suspected. On a partial, the GM reveals how it is stranger than you suspected. On a miss, the GM reveals how it is far worse than you expected.
Hooray! That tracks. Yep. The druggie's like, well, that could have been so much worse. So weird.
So I will start in order of operations with Katarina and her 10.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you see a giant wolf the size of a carriage.
Oh, God.
Just bound out of frame and onto this poor shit. Katarina, you are more focused on the screams as this child playing soldier, playing fascist is being eaten alive.
Just great.
So Arin and Ersatz got partials. How it is stranger than you suspected. You're not as focused on the bloody carnage. You're right. Focused more on the fact that it's not a purely black wolf. There's like, he's got a lot of patches all over him where the fur is shorter than other patches.
Does it look like it's a sewed together wolf suit with a bunch of fae inside running it?
Oh, no.
Okay. That'd be a lot sillier, but yeah, okay. Just, it's got patches, does it?
Yeah, almost like his fur grew back for some reason.
Oh, like it got exposed to something awful, and then parts of it started regrowing finally.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, like maybe, I don't know, fuel, aka poison.
And the good Baron, how this is more innocuous than you suspected. You remember in this moment, seeing this giant wolf, you remember two things. You remember Katarina mentioning after you interviewed Gunther that when she was looking at him before you had the interview, he was arguing with a shadow against a wall. And the shadow had piercing red eyes. Like the piercing red eyes of this wolf. And you also remember how Gunther, one of his necklaces is a wooden wolf's head. Rounded his neck in twine. You tried to make him bet that on the when you were gambling during your downtime, and he steadfastly refused to offer his jewelry.
You know, I was thinking the same thing there, Dan.
Yep. Well, hey, copyright, so we don't need to say it. Move on.
Well, so here's what I'm also thinking. Another reason why it's innocuous is that the wolf, the giant wolf, is not pouncing on us. He's pouncing on the goths. And this goth just made a very grave mistake because he just turned his back to me.
Ah. He turned his back to, the commander turned his back to you, and he also turned his back to Ersatz.
Funny that. Did he pay already, by the way? Has he handed
it? I actually said he did.
Well, you fabulous. You can see
that from the tree line.
So I'm just going to grab my gun from my hip and rig it up and hope that Ersatz gets the signal.
Oh, yes. I mean, assuming I see it, I get the signal because Wilhelm's one of the company I actually trust. Apparently.
He is. So yeah, why don't both of you roll to shoot?
So it's 2d10 plus.
When you shoot, spend ammo, find absolute range, and roll plus hard. He is close, so you would only have to roll at knife, which is fine for both of your guns, I promise.
Well, I mean, I'm rolling 3d10 because I've got the advantage.
Yes.
All right, so, and it's plus hard, which is minus two.
Yes. And you have the rifle, right, Dan?
Yep.
Yes.
Any other, range is extreme on this thing.
Yes, so you are able, that's why you're able to make the shot.
Right.
So you roll plus hard, David, and you roll plus hard, Ersatz.
So that is a 17 minus two, so that's a 15.
15.
Disappointing. And
David?
Well, you're going to be disappointed in this because I got nothing. Both of these dice have a great big zero on them.
Ooh, wait a minute.
That's a 10.
That's a 10.
I know.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. So that would be 23. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 25, because the gun has a +2 on it.
If you roll damage.
Okay.
Well, damage says 1, so is that just 1 die?
Oh, right. Yes. Hold on 1 second. Let me double check the rules.
Yeah, my damage says 2, and armor piercing 1, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's hits 2, so it's only a 23.
You're correct. Personal attack. An 11 up hits for listed damage.
Oh, okay.
Natural 20 is a crit for double damage. Natural 1 is jam or misfire.
Oh.
He's not moving, so you're good.
Okay, so 11 up's good. All right.
Yes.
So you're fine. Do we gain a stress from the confront fears thing or something? Unclear.
I will say everybody... It is unclear. Everybody but Baron will add a stress.
Yeah, oh well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okie dokie, so I do
not sure damage. The giant wolf is going to be stressing you, or the guy that just took 4 damage directly to the face. Or to the back of the head.
Back of the head.
Tell me your shots and how this guy explodes in a hail of gunfire. Because
we are remarkably in sync. The two bullets parallel each other and smack him right in the back of the head, as if we've practiced this.
I kind of see it as mine goes from the bottom to the top, while yours goes mm-hmm. from the back to the front.
That's fair,
too. I'm shooting from the hip and up. But okay, bullets are in a line, and they do... that lovely crisscross applesauce right in the middle.
There you go.
Yes,
we've given him a cross, an award, a medal almost. No. He is quite dead.
He is very dead. The wolf finishes eating what he wants of the final soldier and then mm-hmm. turns to look at you lot.
I'm going to holster the gun, hold my hands up, and just say, damn it, what was the name?
Stalks.
Stalks at night.
Stalks at night? Stalks
in shadows.
Stalks in shadows, I presume.
Yes.
We are the party that was hired by Gunter.
Yes, you smell of my mate. It seems like you've taken care of the job.
With your assistance.
Indeed.
We understand that and just gesture at the dead one in front of me. This one said that the poison that is in the ground the forest will heal itself in time, or so he said.
But we do
I
need to
doubt his words.
And we also need to stop it from spreading.
But we do need to stop it from spreading. So if you will allow us to do that with that other plane.
It would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm. After that, we will bring these cows back to Gunter, as well as the weregild that we have collected from him for those that they have already consumed.
I just want to point out that Aaron has already looted the bodies.
Ah.
Or body.
Sure, roll me flat 2d10.
Specifically, the ersatz Yehu.
The commander?
Yeah.
Hey, ersatz is not a Yehu, he's your sniper.
And a fairly good one at that.
Apparently so.
Peach of a shot, ersatz.
Yeah, buff kiss.
Why the commander offered $5
because that's what he had.
His coin purse is empty. Yep. His pants aren't ruined. His sledgehammer isn't ruined.
I don't want his hands, but I'll take his hammer.
Okay. You've got a sledgehammer. It is a
sledgehammer.
It is entirely composed of sledgehammer.
Yep.
Please let it be.
All right. So, hey, if these are military planes, are there manuals for how to control the damn fuel?
Why don't you look?
Well, that's what I'm asking to do, I think. What am I rolling?
Let's see. What makes the most sense here?
I mean, I'm thinking keen or calm, because, you know, calm for methodical searching.
Yeah, why don't you do me an eyeball check? Roll plus keen.
Plus calm?
Keen.
Okay. Then that's over 17. You're on the ground,
so plus 3. So,
yeah, it's, instead of a plus 4, it's
your
plus
answer
3.
Puts you in a position of strength. So, guessing where is the weak point, we can trade that for how do I remove the...
Yeah, how do we remediate the poison?
Okay.
I did bring bleach, of course.
Of course.
I don't think the bleach will help.
I don't think that's going
to
help.
No, probably not. But, you know, you never know.
For getting such an extreme success, they didn't take the technical manual with them yet because they didn't need it until they were going to clean up.
They were going to clean up.
No, they are.
Okay. Were.
You see the barrels that they have been hauling. Inside the cockpit, there is the body of the plane. There are a couple of 50-gallon drums that they are using to transport the fluid.
Is there one that's still empty-ish?
Yeah.
So can we
get Aaron? And I'll do more of Aaron's check when we get to Aaron, but he also finds a couple of 50-gallon drums.
Okay, so can we clear up the rest of the remaining?
You will need to, but as you can very clearly tell, this is not safe to touch.
That's the suit!
Yes. Why don't you give me an invade danger roll and roll plus keen again? I will give you a plus 2 bonus for your environmental suit.
So that is a plus 5 then. And I
Jesus Christ.
That's a 21.
21! Yeah.
I mean, Ertas is good at what he's good at.
This is not apparently your first rodeo in dealing with experimental fuels. How on earth did you get to the safe part of the planet?
A long slog. It was not pleasant.
On a 21, uh-huh. you do know some advice to help kind of mitigate.
One would presume is scrape up all the dirt and contain it and keep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's enough.
Sell a bunch of
roly polies
in this land.
If you sacrifice like the last little bit of, fuel that was in the tanks, that would have been like maybe a fifth of a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 gallons, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you fill as much of the final barrel in it with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It'll at least be a good head start.
Yep.
So Aaron, you're going over and checking on the other plane.
I was going to do that thing.
Yes. So why don't you give me an eyeball check?
All right. So there it is. That's just...
plus keen again.
Roll plus keen. Oh, dear. I'm not anywhere near as good at that. No.
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 The plane is in good condition. It will fly.
Mm.
You can guess by it being... piloted by fascists, it's probably not a nice plane.
Mm.
Is there enough?
Does it have a machine spirit, hold? Though?
No.
Mm.
I don't Your think spirit... we can transport the cows in the plane.
That's what I was asking. Is there enough room in the...
I don't think we would want to put something someone's going to eat on these planes. In fact,
no,
we should get them over to the clean area sooner rather than
later. There is not enough room. Yeah, they're not looking great. They haven't really been eaten. because they were worried about eating them. This is not a Fisher plane. It does not have an idea motor. It is quite unclean. You could potentially bless it, though.
I'll try blessing it. That sounds fun. Not necessarily useful.
Roll plus
call. I have a suggestion, but it's not a good one. Right. Look, we need to get this plane, this gothic plane, out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody is going to need to fly this back to the village.
I mean, but that sounds like me, since I'm the only one safe in there.
Yes. And then someone else is going to need to take the cows.
I will say this. Ersatz would be able to figure this out for free with how good he rolled. This plane is so... The downed plane is so broken, it's not flying again.
Well, I think we were talking about the one that worked.
Oh.
Yes, I thought you were talking about
the one that didn't. Okay.
No, I mean, the one
that
broke.
Works that was their exit strategy is the one that we need to get out of here, too.
Right.
Yes. But we'll load that one up with all of the fuel, the unclean, and get it out of here.
And any, if we can contain any of the parts that were oozed on, et cetera, as much as we can get of the worst of it, we get.
Mm-hmm.
And for a small phenomenal fee, I would be happy to come back and help them, dig up more, as it were, or show them how to make suits.
Fair enough. So Aaron got a 20.
Jeez.
So it will take plus one ongoing with the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And it also adds plus five handling. And the plane cannot break, and it adds a lot of armor to it.
Nice. You gotta bless the plane, man.
I'm presuming that you painted your rune over the goth symbol? Am I guessing correctly?
Yes. At the very least, we're going to strip that goth symbol off.
Really don't want to fly in anywhere with that symbol on there. No.
I try to take it off. Barring that, I draw the symbol on it.
Remind me why we haven't had you bless our planes already.
Eh.
It wasn't high enough before?
No, he looks at you right before he starts, holds the ritual dagger in his hand, and just goes, "I don't know." Twice. And starts painting on the plane with his palm.
The blessing only lasts one routine, i.e. one mission.
That's why. But also I will point out, you've just put in your open wound onto that. I'm sure it'll be fine.
The power of God will compel it not to poison him?
The deep ones will give me poison resistance.
That. It seems late in the game for me to be paranoid again, so I'm going to skip it. But
also, I will note, the plane they are leaving in is a normal plane fueled by petrol.
Ah, very important. Okay, that's good. This thing is an abomination over here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, who is leaving how, and with what?
I think we should go with the cows.
I agree. I feel like I should go with you and the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you're flying the second plane, the non...
No.
No, I'm sorry.
Ersatz is, because he's the only one safe in there.
I had a moment of dumb. I thought there were two planes for a second.
That's what I'm saying, Dan. The plane that had the experimental fluid cannot fly anymore.
But I mean, the other one's still full of barrels of experimental fluid.
It's filled with the barrels, yes, but is otherwise a normal plane.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Well, we'll put the barrels of the fluid into the plane because we want to get the fluid out of the forest.
Yes. If Aaron wants to fly, Mazel Tov. If he wants to fly with me, great. Otherwise, I'll take it. Whatever.
All right. So first, let me roll plus calm, having blessed the plane. Mm-hmm. Let's see if the deep ones noticed. Yeah, they did.
Okay, what are you rolling?
Blessing.
All right. Oh, yeah, you already rolled it.
Yeah. I just did. So on 16 plus, I get a plus 5 for handling and armor 3-8 for the plane.
Right.
So I climb into the cockpit, look around, do some percussive maintenance on the throttle well, and it comes to life.
Now remember, when you take off, I yell, contact, and you yell, switch on. Contact.
Switch on.
And we're not going to worry about this because this is not a combat situation. Plus, I did not pick out which plane this is. So, right. You will be good.
Cool.
Let me double check. Yep, you're good. So, Baron and Katharina?
And I guess Erzatz, if Aaron's got the plane. So
you're with him. You're in the second seat in the
car. Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. It's a military plane. It's got plenty of, it's seated four, at least.
That's fair. Okay, cool.
So yeah, Stalks approaches Baron and Katharina is like, would you like me to lead you out of here?
Be delightful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Since you were helping my mate, I will consider this a favor. You do not owe me anything.
I'm not there. I left.
Yep.
You did.
I'm going to just nod my head once. Don't say a word.
We are pleased to mutually assist each other and owe nothing more.
I would never want even my worst enemy to have what happened to me have happened. So I am truly grateful for your help. Now, if you will follow me.
Absolutely.
He leads you through the copse of trees. And then you go through, like, you walk for like a few minutes, and then he leads you into what seems to be another clearing. But once you pass the tree line, you realize you're back in town.
Nice.
That's very quick.
I know the routes.
Meanwhile, on the plane, we're discussing how to smoke the boar.
Aaron looks left, looks right, and goes, I've never tried to smoke meat before.
No. to preserve it, to cook it, so we've got food available at all times, just in case. Also, that's how they make bacon, I think. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
And the apples. Oh, good combination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, if you eat enough good food, it gives you a similar effect to a very weak drug.
Aaron just squints at Erzatz.
Why would I bother with weak drugs?
Pulls out the block of black tar.
Yeah, not while you're flying. Cut that out. See, it's this, like, you can do before a mission.
This is good. This is better.
Between missions.
Okay.
Functionality is important for all of us to survive.
I feel like I improve my sanity when I'm less functional. So that's a trade-off.
I mean, that's fair. But what is sanity anyway? Sanity is an excuse that no one can get through, you know.
Oh, right. I'm talking to a man in a rubber gown.
Oh, no. Rubber reinforced with metal.
Oh, Katarina, I have a bad feeling. What are the odds that Aerith is trying to light up in that death trap plane?
Be darn good.
It does not explode.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Also, I definitely did not light up in the plane. It's not the right time.
Yeah, he's got to be only so crazy or he wouldn't have made it this far.
Once you break the tree line, as Katarina would know, the Fae are of the earth. They are most certainly not of the skies. So once you break the tree line and leave the forest, you can still very clearly see the scar. But you're also like only maybe like half an hour, 45 minutes flight away, which you'll note in a plane. So like on foot.
Longer.
Yeah, and it's random the long on minute. Foot. Yeah.
But yeah, you will be able to reunite with the good Baron and Katarina very quickly. And yeah, you will be able...
And we trade the part of the boar to the innkeep to cook the rest, you know, cook all of it.
Sure, I'll do it.
I feel like while the guys are flying back, we're going to return the cows and drop off the weregild.
Yep, you're met with some very grateful farmers, and you can drop off the weregild with the mayor to, he will disperse it amongst the affected.
Then we need to figure out how to dispose of this gunk.
I believe that is local government's job, actually.
Yeah.
So we give it to the mayor.
What do you mean, gunk? Mayor Archibald, after taking the money. What do you mean, gunk?
Aaron comes out. Oh, hey, Mayor.
Who are you?
Ask the bartender. And he begins speaking in technical jargon. And about 30 seconds later comes back out of the technical jargon and goes, and so that's what you'll find if you go about, 25 clicks north. It's where they were stealing the cows to.
I see. Who was stealing them?
Dead people.
They're dead now.
What kind of dead people?
Dead people.
The kind that don't get back up again.
Goths, you say?
Not anymore.
Or former Goths. It is unclear that they were actually with the government at this point, but I don't care. They were still using their methods.
Mayor Archibald spits on the ground. The only good Goth is a dead... The only good Goth is a dead Goth.
So there are four good Goths out there.
Yep.
Good. Well, here is your payment, the 16 thaler.
And it looks like we've got ourselves an extra plane, not in front of the mayor. I just mentioned that to us.
Oh, yeah. No, that's yours to keep.
Yippee. Well,
neat.
I will, I'll add it to your, I will figure out what plane it is and I will add it to your sheet. Yep.
And then we also need to figure out how to dispose of the barrels. Because that won't last forever. God knows how fast it's going to eat through those.
Mayor Archibald will tell you, about a half hour west of here is a rock quarry.
Uh-huh.
That would probably be a safe place to dispose of it.
Maybe. Is it salt, safe. Perhaps?
Granite.
We should contact the relevant experts in this field, because things, if the barrels rust through, it will leach into the ground, and you don't want that.
I assure you, I will contact one of the big cities, but I assure you, it will be taken care of, Mr. Ursatz.
Yes, thank you. I grew up with the. the results of this, as you may understand, is my mode of dress.
I must certainly do. Well, our happy Hamlet appreciates your efforts.
And it seems less likely the fae are going to want to, you know, punish you for something the Goths did, which is good. Now, again, amongst us, did we hear that they were operating from a base on the other side of the woods?
Who do you mean?
The Goths. Did you say something about where they came from?
They came from somewhere.
Okay, we don't know.
No.
Okay.
They may have left the technical manual in the plane, but they didn't leave written orders.
A shame. A shame.
Or if the mooks had written orders on them, they were
eaten.
Messily destroyed in blood and viscera.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did it!
Hooray!
We succeeded!
I have 4 stress.
You have 4 stress? Yes, let's do a reminder of everybody's stress triggers. So, Adam, how much stress do you have?
I have... what happened to my character sheet? I had 3.
Okay. So now we go down everybody's triggers. You did not take a life. You did see a corpse.
Repeatedly.
Several of them, in fact. So add 1 stress. It was not a shade. You did not fight a great beast because you didn't fight stalks. You did call out to your patrons, though, right? You did call out to the deep ones.
I blessed a thing.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't count. So then your faith also wasn't tested. Nobody got hurt. You didn't fly over open water.
Hooray!
So you just add 1 stress. Ersatz, you did fight it at all. So mark a stress.
So is that in addition to the one I took for
yes.
the... Okay.
Yes, you mark triggers at the end of a mission.
Okay, that puts me up to 3.
I will leave it up to you. Because you dealt with the poisonous fuel, I will offer you, do you want to trigger braved poison gases and braved poison?
What does that mean?
You will add a stress, which means more stress for potential experience, but also more potential for problems.
Oh, what could go wrong? I mean, I did have to deal with it. It was awful. So there's that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll let you.
Of course, I dealt with it, you know, with maximum permanence.
Okay.
As in removing the cause.
Correct. But you did brave it.
Yep.
Engine never stopped. Nobody got hurt. Nobody died. Nobody ran out of fuel or ammo.
And does this include the stuff from last session as well?
Yes.
So fighting the boar, is that like a second combat or?
No, we already took care of that.
Okay, cool.
You could escape. In fact, that was the whole point of that one roll. Mm-hmm. You did have to socialize with the Fae.
Barely, but yes.
Okay, that is 2.
So I'm at 4, so another 2?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Well, that gives you potentially more experience.
Yes. Yes. So or a new condition.
Maybe somebody will get enough to upgrade. David, you weren't wounded. You were never disobeyed. Your plane was never damaged, and you never had to fight family. So that is the thing about the Scions. You don't have as much stress triggers. Because you're rich. You don't need stress.
I literally shot a man in the back of the head. I'm fine. Because he was one of the poors.
Well, then, he was also the you know, hated enemy.
Correct.
Well, yeah. And but mostly Katerina. Poor.
Then Katerina. You didn't use magic violently. You didn't fail.
For some reason, have it marked.
Oh, you might have used it in... Oh, because you used it against the boar. You used it against the boar, that's why. Okay, cool. You did face down a fae?
Yeah.
But you didn't lose.
But I do get one for facing him.
Correct. Nobody crashed, nobody injured, nobody passed out. So that is it.
Where are the triggers?
Yeah, I'm up to six.
The second page of your character sheet.
There they are. Okay.
Okay. And then... last but not least, I don't recall that we did this with your first mission, but coming home, when you arrive back from the mission, take a stress. So,
what does one do with all this stress?
You get experience.
We get another stress, you said, from returning home?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm up to five.
Yeah, I also try to remember, I've got some marked down here, but I also have XP, and I don't remember whether I cleared all my stress last time or whether I had some left over.
We would have to double-check the episode, which we can do at the same time.
Yep. Because potentially that means I'm at nine.
And then we will do Fame and Infamy, which is part of your circus.
Mm-hmm.
Did this job indisputably, measurably make the world a better place?
Yes.
Yes.
That's one fame. Was the mission witnessed and ended up making you look skilled?
Yes.
By stalks.
Yes.
By stalks, yeah. You did not forego pay for this job, so you only get two fame. Infamy. Did this job measurably make the world a worse place? No.
No.
Did any of you do something morally repugnant during the mission?
Not that we're aware of.
No.
And did this job target or exploit innocent people? Quite the opposite. So
no.
And I believe you probably gained two fame from the first gig.
That sounds right.
It would have been one gig because doing a mail run is not really making the world a better place.
Yeah.
So you have three fame. So... once you get five fame, you'll be able to pick a fame move, which is something you can use for the company.
This is kept on the company sheet, I assume.
On the company sheet, correct.
Cool.
So I will keep a track of that. And I assume with the current time, we would probably want to do the stress removal next session, and then we will go into job three of which should be the final job of the Kraken Jaeger job line.
Cool.
Sorry, anything else you want to? Did I miss getting XP?
Yes, XP is doing stress.
Okay, so we'll do that next session.
Yes, you will have to do things to indulge in your vices to tick the vice track. And then, depending on how many ticks you get to roll a d20. How you roll the d20 depends on how much stress you remove.
Yeah, so what does it mean having all this stress at the moment, or it depends after you vent?
Any stress that you get to clear turns into one experience point.
Right. No, but I mean, I'm looking at the stress boxes, and they go four, and then it's dark, and then there's a circle.
Right.
Yeah.
At five or more stressed, you are stressed out. You cannot, might have some mechanical effects elsewhere, but ultimately you cannot spend experience while you're stressed.
Okay.
When you are at max stress, you are burnt out and you are at a disadvantage in a lot of places and you cannot fly.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
So that is part of the risk reward of the stress system, is that if you have too much stress, you might not be useful in the job.
Yep.
But stress is also how you get experience and get better.
Cool.
So anything else before we set sunset on job two?
I think we're good.
Okay.
We're good. So that was job two. Any questions, comments, suggestions?
That was neat.
Yeah, awesome. The setting is becoming much clearer as we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, no. Again, this is what really drew me to Flying Circus, is Erica made a really good setting with a lot in there. And then also what John did in our home campaign was really evocative, and Gunter means a lot to me, so I wanted to keep him living for a bit.
Cool.
But yeah, This is partially based on a mission we did that John ran for us. Similarly, a ship crashed in the middle of the woods. That's actually how Stox got injured, as he was trying to protect the forest. And turns out that toxic fuel is not good for fey creatures.
Weird. It's not good for anything.
No, but I'm quite impressed. I was just assuming this was going to go into combat, and then you did really well in talking with the commander, and then you rolled so high that I just gave the better, more you rolled, the more time Stox had to pick off the twerps.
Yep.
And then you just 86 this guy.
And there was much rejoicing.
Honestly, I was thinking that I would distract him with the like matters of cows and money and set him up so that the rest of the party could just encircle, take out the twerps.
It's kind of what I was thinking you were doing, but then you rolled really well.
Yeah, they also rolled really well.
The rest of the other folks didn't seem to hate these guys quite enough. I don't know. Weird. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Gave him time to get him in a good position, and you didn't know you had help, but you had some help. Yep. I was going to leave more of them alive, and then you rolled extreme successes. So I figured that was a worthwhile reward for that.
Yep,
it's fair.
Also, timing works out much better this way. So,
yes, that did help us end on time. So, well, I'm very glad you all enjoyed, and excited to do the final part, which we will get to in the future. So thank you all very much. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I loved threading the needle, but turning it into cross stitch.
Uh-huh. In his, you know, ex noggin, as it were.
Yes. No, that was a beautiful shot. You should be proud.
Just like those things in Mario Brawl or whatever it's called. Those big X things, you hit them and it's like, oh, that's not a charge up. It's a big thing of light that's going to zap through us. Ah!
Yep.
That.
Yes.
The bullets.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Thank you for listening to Technical Difficulties. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. More ratings will help us broaden the community. We're also on Patreon. For as little as a dollar, you can vote on which one-shots you'd like to see next. Other rewards at higher levels include listening to us record live and participating in quarterly backer games. We're close to our next level, where we'll release an exclusive Patreon show where we answer questions and give advice on running games. As always, thanks for listening, and good night, Internet.